But it's 6:15. It is Tuesday, and this is 1320 WILS. Tomorrow morning at the Mackinac Room in the House Office Building, the MSU's Institute for Public Policy and Social Research holding a forum on human trafficking. Jane White will be taking part, one of the panelists. She's the director and founder of the Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force. Jane, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
How'd you end up in the issue, involved in this issue of human trafficking?
Kind of an accident. I was working with police agencies on all over the world as it relates to community policing, and the topic of human trafficking came up on a Sunday afternoon in the New York Times, and that started a whole new pathway.
Okay. It sounds like the cell connection is iffy. I don't know if you can move wherever you are, maybe if you move slightly, it can help. But so, the in terms of the problem, here in Michigan, how big of a problem is human trafficking, really?
Well, it obviously is a huge and complex problem, and the issues of how big really go to how complex, because it isn't just one kind of thing. It's the complexity of issues.
Do we know how many women and girls are involved in this?
Well, that's only one form of trafficking, and that's the sexual exploitation. Mm-hmm. But probably labor exploitation and issues regarding the supply chain are far larger in number.
Really?
Labor are about equal.
You said labor exploitation is a bigger problem. Like, what kinds of companies or industries are doing that here in Michigan?
Well, we have many kinds of industries susceptible, such as agriculture, small businesses, maintenance, domestic servitude, the University of Michigan Law School has a trafficking clinic, and 80% of their clientele are domestic servitude victims who are involved in housework, motel, hotel.
Are you talking about illegal immigrants mostly? Is that it?
I'm sorry?
Are you talking about illegal immigrants? Are they the ones being taken advantage of?
Both. Both. It can be those that are promised something in the United States in terms of education and a job, and then there are those within the United States itself. So it attracts both.
Really?
The issue is the promise that is made to me, correct.
So when you're an American citizen, how do you end up being involved in labor trafficking? How do you get stuck like that?
Well, because I am promised something better than what I have, and the promise seems that it's legitimate, in fact, that I'm going to be given responsibility, a job, a promise, and then in actuality that's not going to occur. Mm-hmm. For instance, many of our leaving people come from Florida and Texas, and they are American citizens who are lured to Michigan in terms of a very attractive proposition of working in the fields. And some of it is true because they have very worthy people who do employ people in the agriculture field, and some of it is not at all.
It's a complex topic, but it's going to be talked about in detail tomorrow at the Mackinac Room at the House Office Building, 11:30 a.m., the MSU's, the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research, holding this forum. Jane White, director and founder of the Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force, taking part, one of the panelists. Jane, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.